This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The African continent has surpassed 2 million confirmed cases as the top public health official warned, said we are inevitably edging toward a second wave of infections. The 54-nation continent of 1.3 billion people is being warned against prevention fatigue as countries loosen pandemic restrictions to ease their economy suffering and more people travel. Japan's new coronavirus infections have hit a record high, and the prime minister is urging maximum caution, but has stopped short of calling for restrictions on travel or business. The health ministry on Thursday reported 2,179 new cases, the first time Japan has had more than 2,000 new daily cases since the pandemic began. Overwhelmed hospitals in the United States are converting chapels, cafeterias, waiting rooms, hallways, even a parking garage into patient treatment areas. Staff members are desperately calling around to other medical centers in search of open beds. Fatigue and frustration are setting in among frontline workers. The number of people in the hospital with COVID-19 in the U.S. has doubled in the past month and set new records every day this week. Pfizer says new test results show its coronavirus vaccines is 95% effective. The company said Wednesday results also show it appears safe and protects older people most at risk from dying from COVID-19. It's the final data needed to seek emergency use of limited shot supplies, even as the catastrophic outbreak worsens across the globe. Wednesday's announcement comes just a week after it first revealed promising preliminary results. Pfizer and BioNTech said that they expect to produce up to 50 million vaccine doses globally in 2020 and up to 1.3 billion doses in 2021. This is VOA News.